Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Can't keep doing that, but he's gone.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, welcome to Social Blend with George and
Gracie. Season 5, episode 2.
Yep.
We are recording so much on Wednesday, January 24th, 2024.
Yep.
Okay. The last episode we recorded on January 10th, which was also a Wednesday. So,
yes.
It came out last Friday, but it's been 2 weeks since we recorded it.
Yes.
In those 2 weeks, I had a little shindig, and George came to my little shindig.
Right.
And George had to leave the little shindig early because he wasn't feeling so good.
Yeah.
Georgie, what happened to you?
So let's start here. How was the party? Were you happy everyone came? It was beautiful.
Well, a few people who were supposed to come and said they were coming didn't show up.
Okay.
Which is a little bit of a bummer. Mm-hmm. But that's okay because you know what? They were booked and busy. They were in their own lane. They were minding their business.
Right.
And we love that for them. But like, then next time just shoot me a text, me like, I'm not coming.
Right. And then a few people.
There were a few people who did this. Just like, I don't care if you can't come last minute, just let me know. So I'm not like wondering why the fuck aren't you here?
That is so.
You know what I mean?
That is so important. I'd rather you just text me and say, hey, I can't come than just not show up.
Yeah. I don't even care if there's like, you don't even have to give me like a reason. You could just be like, hey, like, I can't make it tonight. I'm sorry. And like, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Right.
Because otherwise, I'm like, why the fuck isn't
Why
the fuck aren't these people here? Like,
Exactly. I completely agree.
Like, I'm not even mad at them. I'm just like, I wish they would have said, and I'd be like, it's okay, whatever.
Right. And then a few people got COVID, so they had to cancel. Right? Or no? Oh, my God. Okay. I was like, is this...
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
Was I talking to someone else? Maybe
No, that might have been me. I don't Listen, I don't know anything.
Okay.
I haven't had my ADHD meds in a very long time, but...
Yes!
A bitch got them filled today. They were on back order for the longest fucking time.
Wow.
Let's just say not being on my ADHD meds ruined a lot of things for me.
Well, let's cheers to having your refill.
Cheers, bitch.
Cheers. What are you drinking today?
This is a Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you having a Pinot Grigio?
Me too. I'm having Pinot Grigio. I'm having the rest of this bottle.
I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
Wait, what is that? Oh, Stassi too.
Nina.
Yes. Love that. But yes, yeah, so.
I'm not sure what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot. Whatever. It
was
just
something
so
like that. Yeah.
It's a sleigh.
But anyway, so yeah, Gracie's party was Saturday and
it was very fun.
It was a lot of fun. And I got there early. I got there really early actually, because I had to have, like, I was just
I
like,
asked you to come because I was bored.
Yes. And I was like, all right, I'll come. As I was driving, I was feeling like a little like off. I'm like, okay. Now, the viewers that don't know, I have Lyme disease. So I was thinking like, maybe it's my Lyme's because I do have flare-ups. It could have been, but here's the thing. I get a text from a coworker saying, hey, is everybody okay? I'm like, yes. Why? What happened? She's like, oh, I don't know. I felt horrible the past day. And I'm like, what? So I'm
breaking news.
What?
A huge fire broke out in North Brunswick this afternoon.
That's why I was late to the podcast.
Oh, my God. Wait, I didn't even, like, realize.
Yeah. It was, like, was it New Brunswick or North?
It says North Brunswick. I'm looking right now.
It's, like, right in between the city and North Brunswick. So.
Oh, yeah. It's Nassau. It's on Nassau Street. Yeah, that's, like, on the border of North and New Brunswick. Holy shit. But it was definitely North Brunswick. That's crazy.
It was huge. It was huge. And I was... It took me forever to get home.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
do you remember?
Took me forever. Oh, my God. Never forget.
Do you remember that big one that was in 2015?
Yes, I'll never forget. I literally smelt the rubber from my house. Like, that was so
I crazy. Was going into work because I was working mornings at Michael's and then afternoons at camp at that time. Yeah, that was 2015. And, like, I remember, like, seeing the smoke and I was like, what the fuck? When I was going into work at, like, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
No, that
and, like,
one.
Another one. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that one was worse. That one was really, really bad. But yeah, so that's why I was a little late today to the pod. But anyway, so
sorry I interrupted, but I'm like, holy
it's okay.
shit.
No, it's
I'm
okay.
I'm like, my story, and I'm saying North Brunswick back at it again with a massive fire. Gotta love my hometown.
And we'll never forget.
And we'll never forget. But 9/11, never forget.
Wait, do you remember the when Mariah Carey goes? No, 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 no. All right, then we're not going to talk about 9/11.
Really quick, can you let me know when we need to do an ad break so I can go make a hot dog?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I want a hot dog.
Yes, I will let you know. Oh, my gosh. All right, anyway.
All my glizzy gladiators, rise up. Okay, anyway, your coworker
texts. My fucking sickness. My sickness. So I wasn't, like, feeling great. So I get to Gracie's house. We're hanging out. All of a sudden, like, I'm so cold. I'm freezing. Gracie's, like, taking off her whole outfit.
Were you cold?
Yeah, and I was cold. And Gracie,
I was like opening window.
No. We did talk about it. And you were like, are you seriously cold? Because I'm fucking hot. And you start taking off your jacket.
Yeah. I run hot and I'm always sweating. Yeah. Like, I am sweaty all the goddamn time.
Yeah. That, and literally sometimes that could be me, but not that night. I was freezing.
You were sick. And you know what? Thank God I didn't get it because I would have committed suicide. I hate these.
Right. Things. And I would have felt so bad if I gave
it. I hate having a stomach virus. Like, that's the worst.
It's truly the worst. I'd rather just die. And I texted my whole family that.
Me too.
I literally said, I'd rather just die.
I'd rather commit suicide.
No, literally. So, yeah. So I wasn't feeling well. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, let me go to the bathroom. I'm like dry heaving and I'm like, not
George
doing well
for a long time. I was like, did you poop?
Yeah, I'm like dying in there. I was not okay. And and then everybody comes. So now fast forward to like 8 o'clock, everybody shows up.
Everyone's and I'm there just... and George is like, all right, let's get these photos done, and then I'm leaving in 4 minutes. George is like it's 8:01, I'm leaving in 4 minutes.
Right. No, because Gracie, I felt so crazy. I was
I just need to
it is fine.
I thought you were just like anxious. No. I'm sorry I made you drink a drink.
No, I don't care. No.
I gave you the best flavor too.
Yes, loved it. It was fun. No, it was fun. I just knew. I was like, I need to go home. Because number one, I hate when people go to places and they're sick. I hate that. That's such a pet peeve of mine. Like, if you're sick,
like,
stay
if you
home.
Know you're sick, stay home.
Right. If I knew I was sick, I would have said, I cannot make it. And that's it.
No,
like,
no, exactly. And I've been that's fine. At least you texted me. I'm like,
yes. So that's why. So I was like, I need to leave because I don't want to get anybody sick like that. So thank God, though, because when I got home.
Hey, Michael, I'm sorry. Michael, it's the George show right now and you're making it about you.
Right.
And no one likes that.
Right.
Go over there on your cat tree and your brand new cat tree and take a little nap.
Absolutely. And meow his way out of here.
It no longer is. It was.
Yeah. So that's it. I got home. I was so sick. I was achy the following day. I couldn't even get out of bed. It was so bad.
Did you get home?
Yes. Oh my God. So here's the thing. I went home. Everyone TMI. And if you have an issue with people throwing up, please
then
pause.
Just fast forward like 10 seconds and you're good.
10 seconds. I'm going to tell you right now. I went home. I showered. I took a 45 minute shower. I listened to the whole 25 Adele album. Like literally humming the songs. I just felt like I was going to throw up. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, I have to throw up. I get out of the shower, and I'm throwing up nonstop. I think I threw up 12 times. But after, I felt so much better. But then the next day.
And the next day, what? You were achy, right? Your body hurt.
Achy, and I couldn't handle it.
You probably had like a fever. That's what happens.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Monday, it was like nothing happened. I felt fine.
It's literally always like that. Like, you're fine. It just knocks you out for like 24 to 48 hours.
Literally. That's literally what happened.
The worst stomach bug I ever had, actually, and I feel like it was probably something else. And my parents never took me to the doctors. We don't know, because I was throwing up so much. And then for like a week, because I threw up so much, my stomach, eating things was horrible. I threw up from like 6 p.m. to 1 in the morning. I was so sick.
Oh, yeah. No, anytime I'm sick, like, it's over for me. I'm like, no one talk to me, please.
In like June at my last school, I was on antibiotics for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the antibiotics like you're supposed to take like, especially and the antibiotics I was on, you're supposed to take them with food. And like, I had eaten breakfast, but it had been like too far in between me eating breakfast and me taking it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turned over in my stomach and I puked.
Ah, I did that when I was.
I texted my coworker. I was like, I'm proctoring a Regents right now, but I'm going to throw up. I need you to come in here and help me.
No.
And so she like ran upstairs. And I'd thrown up already in the garbage can. And there was like one student, I was like, I am so sorry. Then I went to the bathroom and I puked more. And then I was fine. Then I was literally fine. But that was like the second time I had thrown up from antibiotics. They like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
How to eat. When you're taking doxycycline.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, but you just have to.
When I was originally diagnosed with, I almost said autism. I was diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Autism.
My gosh.
Play all day, baby.
Right. I did the same thing. I didn't really, like, I ate too late and I literally was not okay. I was in the bathroom forever throwing up. It was so bad. But anyway, other than throw up, let's talk about the native deodorant that I got.
Okay, let's talk about it because I need to know.
So I got the spray. Coconut scented native deodorant. It's good. I love it. I smell good all day long.
Okay, so you like it?
Yes, love
it. I'm glad.
Love it.
I love the lavender one. Is it all lavender? Let me go look. No,
I'm gonna try that one next.
That one is really good. It's a little bit like feminine.
I don't care.
If you don't care, then that's great. Just to look at it. But I love it. I love that one. Because I really don't love to have like I like nice scent, like scents. I was combining smell and scents.
Yeah.
I love nice scents.
Right.
Nice smells, whatever. And like, but I don't like when something's so heavy that it's just like all consuming.
Yes. I don't like it either. Like,
I have like two different perfumes that I will choose based on the vibe. And like, they're very light. They're very fun, whatever. But I was always using like unscented deodorant, you know?
Yeah.
But I got this lavender one because I really like the way lavender smells. And it's nice because you're not smelling it constantly. But if you're moving your arms a lot, like when I'm teaching and I'm like talking with my hands, like I'll smell it and it's nice. And lavender relaxes you. So it like, it's great.
Lavender is one of my favorites.
I know. And I know you were saying like, I'm out on natural deodorants. And I was like, you have to try native. Aren't you glad you did?
No, I am. I am happy because I almost just said fuck it all. And I was going to just, I mean, I think I am going to buy Degree again. Degree was always my go-to. I think I'm going to just buy it, but I do love native.
I use, if I'm using like a non-natural one, I'm a secret girly.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's like, that's all. I think they only make for women or like for,
yes.
You know,
so.
I mean?
Yeah, so Native is only for, Secret is only for women.
But Degree does both.
Degree does both, men and women. Yeah.
Well, all right, we're not going to talk about the gender binary, but like deodorants and things and like even like children's like toothpaste. Like they market to genders. But like, yeah. So we're saying it in that way. Not that anybody can use whatever they want, we think.
Right.
Obviously. Right?
Don't cancel.
Those are our opinions. But anybody can use whatever they want. I'm not going to come to your house and shoot you in the head if you're a man.
Right.
Using a deodorant.
Yeah. And I do like the smells of women deodorant.
Yeah.
I think they smell really good.
I really like the lavender one. I do like the only like negative for me is that it's a little thicker than like Secret. The consistency of native is a little thicker. Yes,
it is. Yeah, it is a little clumpy.
I think it might have coconut oil in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and that's fine as long as it makes.
But like, so that was like a little bit weird getting used to. So like, when I do, like, I don't really use deodorant that much because I don't really get like body odor.
Right. Same.
I sweat, but I don't get body odor. So like, what would be best for me is just like a straight up antiperspirant.
Right.
But I did want to switch to something natural. I'm like, yes. Literally, while we're doing this, I'm like mimicking putting on.
Right. Deodorant. No, literally, as she's talking, she's lifting her arms up.
What can I say? I'm a physical comedian.
Yeah. And Italian.
And I'm Italian. And I'm always, Jewish.
Always got to use her hands.
It's those Italian Jews, you know? Right. Oh, man. I dated an Italian Jew. My family would have loved them.
Obsessed.
My family would have been like, welcome to the family.
Right. Oh, you're one of us.
Oh, you're one of us. All right. Love. Okay.
Now, all right.
But we broke up, so it's okay.
you have a lot going on.
What's going on? Okay. Zach,
I don't know.
You guys, just so everyone knows, Zach Galifianakis, kind of sexy.
Yeah, no, he is. Okay. Like, I Where love him.
Where'd he go? My phone. What's happening with my phone?
I love him.
I have it here. I literally.
And I always have loved him.
And we're not going to say the other thing I said about it. That I texted you.
Right. No, like, no. That's
kind of sexy though. Yeah.
Something safe.
I love bolted. A little gray in the beard. A little gray and like a brown beard really does it for me.
Yeah.
It makes me think that you're smart and wise and you could be a fucking idiot, but because you have a little gray in your beard, I'm like, ooh, he knows more than me.
Right, right. Like maybe he's read a few more books than me.
You're gonna give me the business.
Oh my gosh.
He's like kind of sexy. Like I'm getting a little riled up just looking at this photo.
Yeah. I love that for you.
What else did I write about?
What?
Okay, so we already talked about it. I got my Adderall. I'm feeling a little COVID-y.
Okay.
And I was thinking that it would be kind of like a fun idea to like take a COVID test live on the podcast.
Oh, I'll do it with you.
All right, let me go get my COVID test.
All right, me too.
Okay. I'm teaching everyone how to take a COVID test on the podcast, so it's happening.
Now, what if we have COVID?
If we have COVID, it'll be hilarious.
Yeah.
It'll be really funny.
Okay.
I feel like we definitely don't.
Right.
But we're just doing this for fun to be sure and be safe. If you're feeling a little sick, just take one because, you know, it could save a life. Okay. So make sure you like bring your snot to the surface. Then you're going to stick your swab into your nose and you're going to swab for 15 seconds on each side.
Oh, I fucking hate this.
And make sure you rub the sides of your nostrils.
Okay. I hated this then.
All right, that's one side.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Now, if you have a collection tube, you are going to stick, which is most of them, you're going to stick your swab in there and you're going to want to swirl around for like 30 seconds.
And for me, if you have where it's that little box.
The one that looks like a lollipop when it's all together.
Yes. Then you are going to put it through the holes. And then you're going to place the liquid.
Oh my God, you have to do the drops first, I thought, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
2, 3.
I feel like this is almost 30 seconds.
4, 5. 6.
Then what they want you to do after your 30 seconds is they want you to squeeze and pinch the bottom and turn it 5 times. You can get all that gross mucus out. Then they want you to still squeeze and pull up to wring it all out. And I even like to give it a little extra squeeze in the non-liquidy part to make sure it all gets in there.
Right.
Then you put the top back on. Then you open the little, like, top to open the squeeze tube. And then you put three drops right into your little test. And then it'll come out and be like, you have COVID or you don't have COVID. No 5 days off for you. Right. The New York City Department of Education gives you 5 days off if you have COVID. So you can quarantine and not get anybody sick.
Wow. Now, is that paid? Like, yes. is it your paid. Own time or?
No, it's 3 days and you get paid for them.
Wow. That's nice that they do that. My job does not.
Yeah. So I do like working for the New York State Department.
Right.
That's safe.
Right. That is very safe. That's very
safe. And I'm always like, I'm going to test and make sure I'm good because I don't want to get anybody sick.
I completely agree. Okay. So now we wait.
Now we wait.
Sometimes, that ruined my nose.
I know.
And
sometimes it'll come out immediately and be like, yep, mine's not working. Is it? Oh, there we go. Now it's working. I had to just like angle it a little bit.
Okay.
It says to wait 15 minutes, but I've found that results come a lot faster than that.
Okay. Yeah.
I am feeling a little bit fevery, so I was like, let me just take one.
Right. We're like, suddenly it might be positive.
Okay. It could have been that the caffeine was wearing off earlier.
That's true. Now, talking about caffeine, let's talk about Amy Wine.
Amy Winehouse. Okay. So...
we love
my
her.
Day list the other day.
Can we talk about Day List? How fun are they?
Let me talk about this first. I'm gonna talk about
yes.
it. So my Day List the other day was called, and I saved it. Oh my god, where is it? Okay. Indie Chill Coming of Age Early Morning. And I'm gonna be honest with you. My Day List right now is called Autumn Coming of Age Wednesday Afternoon. So it's literally all the same vibes. It's like, you know, whatever.
I love. But
this song by Amy Winehouse came on there that I'd never heard before. And I'm like, how have I not heard this song? I'm sure I've heard it before, but like, you know, not recently. And it's so good. And it's all I'm listening to. Literally in my headphones is
yeah.
Tears Dry on Their Own.
He walks away. On their own is
so good.
The
we can't
best.
See any more of that, otherwise we're gonna get sued.
Right. But thank you.
Please end assist. But anyway, I can't get enough of this song. I have been like all last night, I was like violently high. And mm-hmm. I was like looking up like all the live versions of it that she did, and like I'm listening to all that.
Right.
And like, oh my god. It was amazing.
Yeah, no, she's that kind of artist. I mean, first of all, if you don't know her, like, she did pass away, but her music lives on forever. And she's just that kind of girl that I just, like, love her. And I'll always love her. And she's helped me through so many times in my life through her music. And she's just...
I know you love her.
Love her.
Like, she was gone from us too soon. She was only 27, and she had that amazing voice. Like, when she came out with Rehab, I think it was like 2005 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was 6 years before she died. She was 21.
Mm-hmm.
Like with that insane voice. She's so good.
And the lyrics.
Rehab.
No.
Is that good?
No. Yeah. Right, I sang. Oh, wait. I did talk about this last weekend. How I sang our last podcast. How I sang that. For New Year's.
I don't have COVID.
Yay. Oh, wait.
Do you?
I don't have COVID. One line.
What photo?
Okay, yeah. Hold on. How do you take it on the computer? Oh, no. I'll just take it on my phone.
Command Shift 3. You have an Apple, a Mac, right?
Yes. Okay, here we go.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Okay, you did.
Did you hear?
No, I didn't hear it, but you heard. The shutter.
Yes. Yeah, I heard the click. That's
No, Amy Winehouse. Like I was reading last night because again I went down a hyperfixation rabbit hole.
Of course.
I was reading last night about like what happened to her, and like I had known, but like I'd forgotten since it's been a while.
Right.
And you know, like
it's sad.
It's very sad. Like she was like obsessed with this man, Blake, whatever.
Yeah, Blake.
And like he was definitely the one who like started her on the drugs and stuff, I think.
Yeah, and it's that kind of thing that like the media and the public and like the paparazzi, they did not leave her alone. Like she was not that kind of girl that was here for like fame. She just wanted to write music and she just got famous in the midst of it. And but, like, I feel
the British paparazzi, because I read Prince Harry's book for my book club like a year ago. You know, we started, you know, a year ago.
Right.
That was our first book that we read. And like the way he talks about the paparazzi in London and England and stuff is like horrible. So I can only imagine like I'm sure like because he's a prince, like it was probably about the same. Like
it was the same.
I mean, maybe not exactly the same, but it was similar. Like I can only imagine like the way he talks about it, like it almost broke him. Like
yes.
It really, really like destroyed him, you know?
I can
imagine like if she seemed like somebody who was like already prone to like addiction. Like she had like an addictive personality.
Yes. Well, she was bipolar.
Yeah. Okay.
At a young age.
Right there. That's enough to like,
that's enough.
Yeah. But like, and it affects every individual who has it differently.
Right.
But when you get in a bad relationship, like she was in, that can affect you. All of this paparazzi and like newfound fame, that can affect you. And it like, I think it kind of all just pushed her more and deeper into her addiction. And it's so sad. She was so young.
Kills me. You know? It really kills me. And yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, I'm happy we have the music and I'm happy that we have videos of her and stuff like that. But it's just a shame what they did.
Yeah, I know, it is.
And but the Beckham movie that I have it on my list today. He also, like, they got ridiculed so much in the UK. And the paparazzi were so deadly.
Horrible. They're horrible. Awful. It's so, horrible. Like, you think, like, in the United States it's bad. It's really not that bad. Because I think there's more laws and, like, stuff. I don't know. I actually don't know. Don't listen to fucking me.
No. You're right.
But yeah, like, in
Their laws are different.
I think it might be worse there.
It is. So with Amy Winehouse, they actually would stalk her at her house.
Yeah.
Like and they would be.
That, and they did that to Prince Harry.
Yes. Front door. They would be at her flat. It's just
that's horrible. Because like, horrible. Imagine like you're coming home and there's a bunch of, you're like, oh, finally, I'm almost home. And there's just a bunch of fucking people with shutters, like click, click, click and flat. Like that's horrible.
I would fight everybody. It's like crazy. I just wish she had friends around her that were real and that would actually like do something. But there's only so much you could do, of course, too.
Yeah. But yeah. So, I mean,
rest in peace.
Well, I hope she's passed away, but like, I hope she's finally at peace.
100%. 100%.
Because I can't even imagine like what was already going on in her brain.
Yeah.
And then like now, you know, I feel I'm trying to talk slower right now because I listened to the last episode
and we're like, blah, 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 blah.
I'm talking so fast. People have to listen to it in 0.75 speed, I think.
Really? I feel like we're perfect.
No, it's fine. But I talk fast. I do.
I feel like we're perfect.
Yeah, we are perfect. We're just perfect.
We're just perfect. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin
They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goli gummies today.
All right, we are back. And yeah, I couldn't make that hot dog because I didn't wash any of my pots yet. So I couldn't boil it. You know, I like a dirty water dog myself.
So for me, I mean, I'm vegan, of course, but they have vegan hot dogs. I love a nice...
When you did eat hot dogs, what did you like?
Right. So, of course, I loved a nice hot dog, but I did like them the most during summer.
Like grilled?
No. It could be in the pot.
Oh, okay. I don't like a grilled hot dog. I like a dirty water dog or like a hot dog on a roller. Okay. I just feel like when you grill it and like the edges get like the black lines, like the charred, like it's just like it's too rubbery and chewy. Like it's not good. Like I like a ballpark dog or at home, obviously like a dirty water dog, you know?
Yeah. No. I could agree with that. Yeah. That's like where it's the best, but, Yeah, like with being vegan, I'll have one or two in the summer just to be included, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
I don't really, the only reality TV thing I want to talk about is that we are 6 days away from the Vanderpump Rules season 11 premiere.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So actually next week we will do a recap.
Yeah, we can, right? Because it's coming out on what, Tuesday?
The 30th.
Tuesday. Okay, good. So we'll film on the 31st. That'll be great.
Perfect. Wow.
And then the Summer House season eight trailer came out.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be exciting. My coworker knows one of the new cast members. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But George has a couple of things he wants to talk about that I don't know about. So I'm going to let George take the floor, of course.
And thank you so much. This is going to be real quick. Number one, I recommend The Traitors to everybody. It's on Peacock. They're on their second season. And there's only 3 episodes right now of season 2. So you can catch up. It's just about a group of people. Some of them are celebrities. Some of them are just regular people. And they're all in the mansion together, and 3 of them are traitors, and the rest are called faithfuls, which is where
is this essentially like
there's a Canadian
game of mafia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, similar. And cool. This originated, it was a Canadian show at first, and then they brought it to the US. Really good. I'm obsessed with it. And then if you haven't watched it yet, the Beckham documentary. Really incredible. I loved it. It's a 4-part documentary, so you definitely need to block off some time. It's on Netflix, and okay. I loved it. What?
I just got my Netflix to start working again.
Oh.
It wasn't working for the longest time, and you know why?
Why?
Because they did that thing where it's like only in your household, your zip code or whatever.
Fuck them. I'm so tired of it.
And my TV wasn't set to my actual zip code. It was set to like another zip code for some reason. I don't know why that or how that happened. Mm. Like my actual TV itself, like my smart TV, my Roku TV.
Oh, I have like a TV,
Roku TV, and it was set to like another thing. So when I would open Netflix, I literally would have to like pick something as soon as I could, and then it would play. But like now it all works. So I fixed it because I binged all of Love is Blind season 5 or whatever the last one was.
Okay.
On Saturday and Sunday. It was okay.
I only watched season one of Love is Blind only because really? it was during the pandemic and my mom was watching it. And I was like, I'll sit and watch it.
I feel like everybody was watching it then.
Yeah. So, and then last on my list is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Okay, it was because I don't know anything about this.
Right. It was an explosive season finale and the reunion just started or just, you know, was just aired. And yeah. I definitely think everyone should watch. It's crazy. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but it was really, really good.
Yes.
And okay. there's only four seasons and everyone's talking about it.
I've heard things of this and I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, so Salt Lake City, Utah, the girls are weird. They're like different. They're not like any other franchise. They're just wild. And that's what makes it so good. Like I can't really describe it. They all have like wild personalities. They're just different than what we're used to, whether if you're in California or like New Jersey, like it's totally different and they're just so unique and I love it. It's a great show. But this season in particular is wild. So,
oh my God. Okay. Maybe I'll have to watch just this season or something.
Yeah. It actually ended up becoming one of the highest rating or the highest viewed shows.
I heard like some people's take is like now that what's her name? Monica. Is that somebody?
Yes, yeah.
He's gone?
So, officially, as of Tuesday, Monica's out. Yeah, Monica has left the show.
So, like, people are like, now that Monica's gone, just cancel it. And let's go to Vegas. Let's do, like, a Real Housewives of Vegas or something. Oh,
so...
I was like, okay. I don't know. Yeah,
like, they...
What do you think about that? Like, that's just what I heard. I don't know a lot about Housewives, so you have to... I'm asking you because I want your take on it.
Yeah, so Monica was the new girl of the show. She was a one-season wonder, and... I thought she was really good, but at the end, there's a lot of chaos that happens, and I think it was best for her to leave. I just think she's a liability to Bravo itself, and just a liability to the Housewives. Like I don't want to say what happened really, but like, or I guess I can. She was a troll. She had a troll account, and she was like trolling all the Housewives.
Me is a Housewife?
Yeah. Monica,
literally be me.
Yeah, so okay,
I'm gonna watch this season at least.
Watch this season. Yeah, honestly, watch this season. All you have to do is watch season 4.
I think I'm gonna watch it like after I make my hot dog later.
Literally, oh my God, please. And I'm telling you right now, mark my words, you're gonna watch 3, 2, and 1. You're gonna be obsessed. These girls are crazy. Yeah, yeah. Or you're going to be like, fuck, I have to watch it.
You know I do that. You know that's how I
do. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's a really good show. I love it. But yeah, I just feel like Bravo does such a great job casting at times. And
yeah,
I mean,
but why haven't they casted us? Clearly they're
right.
Not doing
anything, so that's
right?
What I was going to say. Bravo would do an even better job if they casted me.
And
for
me.
A show. And you. Summer House season 9.
No. The real. No, I don't even know what it would be called. It'd be
the
called.
The Real Hoes.
Jersey Girls.
But I identify as a man. Now what?
So you'd be a friend of the cast.
Oh fuck! I'm not even a main character.
You'd be a main cast member, but it would be called Jersey Girls.
Oh,
and I'd
okay.
be a main cast member.
Got it. And I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, yeah. That works. I don't care. I don't even care.
This would be my confessional. So George is my friend. We've known each other for like 14 years. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I think he's a little bit fake sometimes. During our podcast, he's on his phone.
Right.
And then it would cut to yours and be like, honestly, Gracie's on her phone the entire time we're recording the podcast.
Right.
Finally,
yeah, yeah.
This bitch is talking about. And then it would cut to us meeting at like the bar. And I'd like have my comically large bag and I'd be like, hey, how are you? And you'd be like, bitch, why are you on your phone while I'm talking?
Right. And this would be my confessional. And the producers would be like, now, how did you feel about Gracie saying that you're on your phone all the time during the podcast? Well, it's funny that she says that because a lot of the time she's on the phone while we're on the podcast. So... we're going to have to discuss that. And I hope she's ready for tough conversations.
And then it would cut to like our next like podcast planning meeting.
Yes.
And it would be like, And I'd be like, I heard you said that I was on my phone the whole time you're talking about the podcast. And you'd be like, and you would be like, I heard you said I was on my phone the whole time. Right. And I was like, yeah, I fucking said it, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking said that. So what?
Yeah. Watch your fucking tone. I'm not playing games, and this is not gonna happen. We've been friends for 14 years.
It seems like you want to play games.
We've been friends for 14 years. We're not gonna do this.
I'm gonna end it then. That's a bad number anyway.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And then it'd be like, and then it would cut to my confession, and the producers would be like, why did you say the number 14 was a bad number? And I'd be like, I don't know. I just don't fuck with its vibes.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. So Bravo, there you go. That's
so Bravo. We're ready. We're available.
That was our casting tape. Thank
you. We're available. I can film in the I can film in the evenings and on the summer. In the summer.
Yes, in the summer I could film too. Yeah. Like whatever.
Night, I could do a second job, and that could be my second job.
We're right, ready. Like that. That could be our second job. We're good to go.
It's gonna be like everyone I've ever met is gonna be like, oh my god. She got onto a reality TV show.
Yeah.
It makes like sense for him, but her.
Yeah. It would be genius. It would be genius. That's
I honestly feel like, why haven't we not been on a show yet? Like, oh,
you know, so the timing is a big factor. And, you know, you just got to wait. And you never know in life what happens. But
I'm ready.
Me too. I'm ready too. I really am. Like, I feel good. I look good. Like, yeah, like I'm at that point. So
I'm
wait.
Good. I'm looking good.
Looking good. Right. And we're in our prime.
We have not.
Right. And we're in our prime. So.
Okay. It's time. Anyway, let's get into pop culture.
Yes. And you take it away.
I just watched the two seasons that are available right now of The Summer I Turned Pretty on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I have to watch that.
Very, 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 very good.
Wow.
I binged the whole thing in like a weekend. Like it was amazing. It was so good.
Okay.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I said I have to watch it.
They are going to be filming the third season in Wilmington, North Carolina in the spring. So it should be out end of summer, I think. So that'll be good. I'm really fucking excited. Or maybe a little bit later because the strike did delay things.
Yes.
And they kind of do need it to be warm, you know, whatever. So
that's true. Yeah, because Wilmington, it's like nice year round, but it's still cold. It could still get cold.
Yeah. But like the water in North Carolina, like because it's closer to like Florida and like closer to the equator, it stays warmer than like the
yes.
Then up here in New Jersey and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it'll be fun to see what happens next. I'm really excited. Essentially, like, so you know, To All the Boys I Loved Before?
Yeah.
So the author of that book, and then that got turned into a movie series.
Mm.
Or that, whatever. I guess it's a series. I don't know. I think it's a series. And then there were three movies, and they were each based on a book. She also wrote the books that The Summer I Turned Pretty is based on.
Okay, yes.
So each season is based on...
chapter?
No, each of the three books in the series.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think this will be the third and final season. Unless they want to carry it on, but, like, there's no more books, so, like, they would have to be writing their own material.
Right.
And, like, some things have changed slightly, but for the most part, they've kept it... pretty much the same as like the books, like the major plot points and stuff.
I love that. I hate when they like when it's different than how the book.
Yeah, works. But like, and the things they've done that are different, just they only add to like the story and they make it more interesting to watch. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But if you were reading that as a book, it would be too much. But like, because it's a show, it's okay and it works. It's good.
Yeah.
The other two, I've seen most of it. It's really fucking good. It's so good.
Which, oh, the other two. Yes. Oh, my fucking gosh. I started it by accident.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I'm obsessed, but they canceled it. They canceled it. Because.
There's like four seasons, though, right?
There's three seasons. There was supposed to be a fourth, but there was like HR complaints with the two writers, the creators of the show. Really? They're from SNL. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's
that. Wait, it's I have to so look sad. Up.
Well, because this is what I do. I'm mentally ill, of course. Everybody knows, but I have an obsession while I'm watching a show. I'm always
and
like,
I know what you're gonna say in me as well.
Is it canceled?
Oh no! I thought you had to look up everything about it and everyone remembers.
Yes. No, no, and me too. That too. But my main thing is it canceled? And when I looked this one up, I was like,
oh my God.
I know. No, please. I was devastated.
Sarah Schneider? Really?
Yep. Both of them.
Oh, because Chris Kelly was verbally abusing. It says, and that she enabled it. Okay.
Yep.
That's not like enable abusers, but like, damn, that's nuts. Wow.
Yeah. So no, it sucks.
No, it's very good though. I love. Fuck, what's the name of the actor? I can't remember his name.
The brother?
The one who plays the gay brother.
Fuck.
I love him. He's
get it up.
So funny.
He is. No, he's not really funny.
He is so I used to watch Bajillion Dollar Properties.
Okay.
Which is like a very short-lived like show. He was so funny on that.
Drew.
He's very funny. Drew. I knew his name was Drew. What's his last name?
Drew Tolver.
Drew Tolver. Tolver?
Tolver. T-A-R-V-E-R.
Tarver. Drew Tarver.
Tarver. Yeah.
Okay. His sister was on Big Time Rush.
Oh.
And he's married to David Blaise.
Oh, he's LGBT in real life.
Yeah, I think he's bisexual.
Oh.
In real life. She's married to David Blaise, who is from This Providence, which is a band that I used to listen to in high school.
Oh my gosh. Yes, his sister.
She was on Big Time Rush. She was like James's, or no, oh, Kendall's her. Love interest.
Yes. Oh my God, that is so
funny. And obviously Molly Shannon is amazing. And Ken Marino. It's just an all-star cast. That show is amazing.
Incredible. Incredible. So like, that show was so freaking incredible. So I loved it. So I'm happy it's gone. So I mean, I'm sad it's gone. I'm not happy. Yeah. But, like, I'm happy it happened.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm definitely, like, I haven't finished. I have, like, a season and a half left to watch because I started season
That's
two.
That's me.
But
That's
I watched me. Season one, like, three times because, like, I was
so good.
It came out, and then it took, like, a while for it because of COVID. Season two didn't come out until like 2 years after season one or something.
Oh, got it.
But yeah, no, it's really good. The Oscars, you guys. How are we feeling about Ryan Gosling receiving a nomination? America Ferrera got one too. Mm-hmm. I will give them that. But Greta Gerwig did not get an Oscar for Best Director.
Right.
And Margot Robbie did not get an Oscar. And I will preface everything with this. I did rewatch Barbie like last week.
Okay.
And I will say, Ryan Gosling did exactly what he needed to do. It was great. He was a perfect Ken. It was amazing. But Greta Gerwig fucking crushed. And she is amazing.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of her as an actor, as a writer, as a director. She's awesome.
Right.
She should have been nominated. And you know what I think it is? I think they were afraid to nominate her because she would have fucking won.
Oh, absolutely. So
as a fellow GG myself.
Right.
We have the same initials, baby.
So fuck the haters.
She deserved more. And Margot Robbie is a powerhouse.
Yes.
Not only is she a fantastic actress, she produces shows and movies.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only 33 years old.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
She's only 33 years old.
Oh, shit. So here is my take. I'm very mad that Greta didn't get a nomination. I think it's disgusting. And I think they are, like you said, like they knew she would have won. Like they just knew. I watched Barbie again. I feel like it wasn't as good as they made it seem. Like, it was good when I watched it. And then when I watched it again, I was like, okay, this is like.
Yeah, no, I will say it was good, but I wanted it to be a little bit better.
Right. Yeah. But that does not take away from Greta earning at least a nomination. Yeah.
No, it was exactly.
It was incredible. The direction they went in this movie was great. I will say Margot Robbie, she gets the nomination, she doesn't, it's whatever to me. You know, at least America got a nomination. That's good. But yeah, I think it's more fucked up about the director not getting any recognition. And because, especially with the movie like this, that topped the box office the way it did.
Oppenheimer.
I'm sorry.
It was a whole Barbenheimer thing, and yes. Oppenheimer's nominated, right?
Right. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know. Like that would have been a given. If you said who would not have been nominated as a director, I would have never thought Barbie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's always like that.
Yeah, I know.
And then last we have
the last thing we have for this is the new Mean Girls movie. Did you see it yet?
I didn't, and I don't think I am. How did you like it though?
I liked it a lot. It was very good. Gen Z coded. You know what I mean?
Like, okay, yeah.
Whatever. But I will say, so one of the main actors from The Summer I Turned Pretty plays Aaron Samuels.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good. But like Renee Rapp, incredible.
I love Renee
Rapp. Incredible.
Yeah.
She's so fucking good.
And she played Regina?
Yes. She was great. And the girl who played Katie, so in the original movie, she has parents, like a mom and a dad.
Yeah.
In the movie, her mom is single. It's Jenna Fisher from The Office, who played Pam.
Ooh, okay.
And the girl they got to play Katie looks exactly like a young Jenna Fisher, pretty much.
Okay.
But I didn't think she had like a wow factor to me, which is like, I was bummed out. But they did keep a lot of the original plot points. And obviously because it's a musical.
Right.
They did have to cut some things for time. So like,
okay. There
is a Coach Carr. There is whatever the name is of the girl who Coach Carr is like hooking up with. Those names are mentioned. Coach Carr is in the movie. It's played by John Hamm. But, like, they are not making out. Like, that doesn't happen because there's no time for that.
Okay.
They don't do the thing where Katie cuts the holes in the shirt so her bra's out. But they do have someone wearing that shirt in the show, in the movie. Like, they mention all the most iconic parts of the movie that are very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd watched Mean Girls recently. I think I watched it with, who did I watch it with? Oh, I know who I watched it with. Okay, yeah. We watched it recently. And I think it was like in the end of November I had watched it. Because it was just like on TV and we were watching it. I think it was really good. It was good. I liked it a lot. The singing was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. You know who makes a surprise appearance? Spoiler
alert. Can I say
alert.
It? I think Spoiler. I know.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan, yeah.
And she fucking crushed.
Wow. How much do you think she got paid for a cameo?
I don't know.
It better minimum have been $550,000.
$550,000?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's a movie like that, like Mean Girls.
She definitely only had to come for like a few days of filming. They're not going to give her that much.
Okay.
Let's look up what the budget was.
Yes, perfect. And let's see.
The budget
was $8.
I'm looking right now. $36 million.
Oh, okay.
So they wouldn't have given her $550,000.
Yeah, that's like a big amount.
How much did
Perfect.
Lindsay Lohan get for new.
And I would like to thank the Google and our the new day and age where you can just look this up.
Okay, so it says she got a six-figure paycheck. Wow.
Ooh, so it might be right. Or maybe wait, 250. You were right.
She got about $500,000 for half a day of work.
Guys, oh my God, I'm so fucking good at figuring this shit out. Wow, because here's the thing. It's Lindsay Lohan. She was in the original, and I feel like they wanted to get more people, and they probably all declined. Lindsay Lohan is probably like, fuck it, I'll do it for $550, you know?
They gave her five. They gave her, I think they probably gave
her five,
like,
whatever.
They probably gave her $450,000 or
$498,000. Holy shit.
Wow, George. Because you know what scene she's in?
Is it the end?
Guess. I want you to guess which scene.
I'm going to guess it's a scene where the girl gets hit by the bus or nope. No? Okay.
It's after that.
Oh, it's after that? Fuck, I don't know.
Where does Katie have to go because she's grounded or because she fucked up so bad? She does what? She joins Summer. The math.
Oh,
Lindsay Lohan is like the person who's running the math decathlon.
Shut the fuck up. I'm obsessed with it's that.
So good.
Oh my God. Was everyone screaming at the movies?
No, because it was full of a Gen Z audience. There were things that I laughed at that no one else laughed at.
No. Like, I hate them. Like, I fucking hate them.
I know.
Even though I am technically a Gen, so I'm a Millennial Z. I'm right at the cusp.
Yeah, so you are.
I could either be a Millennial one day or Gen Z the next.
Yeah, so like, I feel like I definitely identify more with millennial. I probably would say same. I'm like 90% millennial, 10% in same. Gen Z because same. I work with kids. So that has an impact on me. But like my brother is an older millennial.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was influenced a lot by him.
Right.
Because he's like 8 years older than me. So yeah, like, I don't know. And then there's like things that like millennial meme accounts will post. I'm like, this is so stupid. And then there's things that Gen Z accounts will post. I'm like, that's really funny. But right. It's also vice versa. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I feel the same way.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
Through and through. I had a man who was 33 and he kept saying to me, oh, you're a Gen. I'm like, you know that I'm not Gen Z. And the fact that you're saying that my to me is disgusting.
This is over. This date is over.
Like, sir, please. I'm a millennial just like you, baby.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll prove it later. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. I know all the moves. I'm just kidding.
I
hope he listens to this.
Right. Yeah. I remember.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding. And also.
Anyway, Adam. Oh. I hope you go fuck yourself later, okay? Love you, bye.
Uh-oh. And that ends that podcast. Also, let's give it up for George not shining the light in Gracie's face this episode.
Oh my God, thank God. Oh my God, you want to know? My mom texted me.
Oh no, did she listen?
Yeah. She said, Gracie, call me after you watch this. She sent me like a weird video. And then she goes, I heard your podcast yesterday, heart. And then I loved the message and I didn't text her back. And she goes, call me, please. And I said, I'm really high. I just want to chill.
So scared.
I'll call her after this.
Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm scared. Oh, she just recently?
She listened to the last episode, I think.
Oh my gosh. I'm scared. I'm always like,
it was fun. It was really good. Because remember afterwards, I was like, I think it was too much. And then I listened and you were like, no, it's really, you had like edited it and you were like, it's so good. I'm so excited.
Oh, yes. I was editing it. And usually, usually
then when it came out, I was like, I listened and I was like, this is really good.
It was so good. So I usually will edit the parts that I need to and not listen to the whole thing. I listened to the whole thing because I was cracking up. I was like, is this us? Because like it I, is, do it, no,
George, I do it a few days after. I listened to every episode, I think. I think I missed a couple after the breakup, but like,
yeah,
I listen to every episode because it's so funny.
Yeah, no. I'll listen to it the day, like premiere day, like when it comes out. I'll listen to it just to see like how people are listening to it.
Right.
But when I edit it, I don't really like listen to it all the way through. But as I was editing it last week, I was dying. I was like, I need to listen to the whole thing because this is so funny. The bitch is on her fucking phone.
No, I'm taking a picture of my cat. I'm
no, it's out. Fine. No, I it don't looks care. Really cute.
I have like a really big fluffy like fur comforter and he's like laying in it and
he the looks baby.
Cute. He looks so cute. He's so I'll send cute. You the photo. There's just like a yes. hanger in there because I woke up late.
You're like, no, but that's me. If I wake up late, I am throwing everything in my closet, like on my bed.
Yorp.
All right. Well, everyone, you know where to find us. You know you where guys, to get a hold wait. Of us.
Weekly hyperfixations. Are we not doing that anymore?
Oh, no. Yeah, we could do that. I don't
know. We'll do it last week, but we'll do it this week. What's yours? Mine's Amy Winehouse, of course.
Oh, I don't know.
Tears dry on their own. Try on their own.
So mine, I'm gonna say is Adele, specifically the album 25.
Okay. So it's sad girl hours over here.
Yes, it's a sad girl month. Right. It's a sad girl month over here.
It is, yeah.
But
all right, guys. I'm gonna go eat a hot dog.
I love that. I'm gonna probably go try to work out. Yeah, Yeah, but I don't think I am. I don't know.
Okay, you know what? I'll do 10 squats if you do 10 squats.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. Deal. All
right, deal. Handshake through the phone.
All right, we love you guys.
All right.
We miss you guys. We'll die for you guys.
Yes. Guys. Yeah. All right, have a great weekend, everyone, and we will see you all next week. Bye.